recorded live in studio from Denver, Colorado, this is RP Grinders with your host, Frank Branches, and Lumen64.
And welcome, everybody, to episode 400 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, the Frosty One himself, the Mug, with his ridiculous harmonica there.
Right after I played it, it sounded like there was harmonica in the song already for a second.
No. See, that's not what happened. Episode 400, we got a bunch of cool surprises for you guys, starting with
the strippers. I'm sorry, you can't see them. This was a bad idea on my part. I'm sorry. Should have thought.
I don't know. I'm enjoying myself. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we are, but I mean,
you went and operated all strippers for all of us.
Yeah, more strippers. That's what I brought for everybody this week. More strippers. The first stripper, Vincent Aron, VA. What is up, yes. VA?
I didn't realize I was around for two of the four intro musics.
No offense, dude, but I'm not tipping you.
Yeah, nice banana hammock. First of all, that's what Mug's contribution to the show is, banana hammocks. So there you go. VA, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, life. I've become Frank's arch nemesis. I'm starting a graduate school in acupuncture, Chinese medicine, massage therapy, all the things we would have argued about.
Oh my gosh. You've been taken over by the dark side.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. To each his own. I can still argue and you can still do your thing, man. It's all good. Next up, Panda.
Hi.
The almighty Panda from Electric Sisterhood. She's also a former co-host of RP Grinders. Panda, what have you been up to, man? I know we talked a little bit before we got on the air, but what have you been up to?
I mean, still doing Esh, loving that life, still going to shows, still doing that grind. Grinders, get it. personally, I have since moved out of my family home. I am months away from getting married. And hopefully going to win the lottery this year. Thank you. Someone decided to put a ring on it, and I said yes.
Well, that's good.
I mean, it's life is pretty good. There are ups and downs, like all things, but, you know, I'm excited.
Welcome to the club. It's good for about a year. And then
It's good great for that first year, and then it all goes downhill.
Yeah, and try the no sex.
Yeah, try year seven, oh, guys. Year seven's when
don't
everything
scare me
goes
with
down.
That no sex business, because Mama needs her cake every once in a while, or she gets a cake.
People are gonna cake, start calling you a
the
cook.
Cake is a lie.
Yeah, the cake's a lie for sure. and then the final guest that I'm going to introduce here, I might have another special guest later on in the show, but this special guest is also a former host of RP Grinder Stealth, the man. Yep. Where are you at? The stealthy one.
Yo.
There you are, man.
The stealthy one.
Yeah.
What wait, wait. I thought he's been here stealth. This whole time.
Yeah. See, he's stealthy.
That's how stealthy
man.
He was.
Yeah. Like, I thought, wait, you mean you haven't been here, Stealth?
No.
No.
Look, he's been –
I thought you were just really good at being stealthy.
Yeah, well, that's actually true. What everybody didn't know is Stealth was on this show, like, from day one, you know, and then he's always been here.
I just didn't say anything for, like, the first 100 shows.
Actually, the real secret that I figured out is that Stealth was actually the one who created the show and brought Frank on to be the figurehead.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Always.
Yeah, like, what the hell, Frank?
He found Frank in a cryogenic chamber buried underneath the...
Yeah, cryogenic chamber, just like
So it wasn't
and
like
he had a, and he had the book, and he opened the book, and he said 8 different phrases that had nothing to do with each other, and it just woke him up. And he's like, "You will do a show on the internet."
Right, exactly. That's exactly how it went down.
Winter Soldier style.
Yeah, everybody knows the history of RP Grinders now. So there you go. That's the whole entire history. I did not come up with
this. They don't know everything.
They definitely don't know everything.
Still don't know the origin of your name.
Yeah, I might do that at the end of the show, Eric. Just go ahead and remind
me. Or how you created God.
Yeah.
Trillions of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So when we get to that point, I'll let you guys know. Yeah, it's an interesting story.
So you're saying Frank's the architect?
Right.
The Matrix?
Right.
He's exactly. Certainly boring enough to be.
Son of a bitch. You know what's boring? Harmonica. That's what's boring, man. That's like the... Jesus Christ. You are so lucky it's episode...
I don't know. Harmonica's kind of awesome.
Oh, God.
See, like her.
Panda,
I like her a
Panda,
lot.
Maybe in the next Dragon Quest, they could do the victory theme in harmonica.
God. Panda, don't feed into Mug's nonsense.
I'm sorry.
Here.
I play ukulele bass now, and I have someone at my job who plays harmonica, and like random Thursdays, I bring it in, and for the last hour of work, we both play it.
Okay. That's all fine and good, because that person probably is really good at harmonica.
Mug's not good at all.
Mug is not qualified.
Yeah,
to be in
he's
that
like Huey
Lewis, but come
it's
on.
Like, it's like Blues Traveler.
Slack.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty sweet.
All right, guys. We've got a jam-packed show today. We're going to do the news as usual. We'll try to fly the news through the news as soon as possible, because I got a new segment I'm lining up here. I already have it ready to go. I'm bringing back an old segment, but we'll do it right after the news. So let's go ahead and get into it. Eric.
Yep, news.
Yeah, we got a ton of news.
First from Gamatsu, we've got Nep Connect, or as the Japanese version is, because it's Nepu Nepu Connect. Cast Chanpuru, or Champion. I don't know why they half made it Japanese and half made it English for this translation.
Because Japan. There you go.
They make work for
that's,
it.
That's what the article did. The actual title is something else entirely. Mm-hmm. But it's a free-to-play card battle game with item microtransactions. Oh, boy. For PS Vita, due out in Japan in 2016. And I almost thought it was a mobile game, but apparently not.
PS Vita, man.
Aren't they stopping production of Vita, or is that the other one?
PSTV has stopped production in Japan only right now.
Oh, okay.
They're still making them out elsewhere.
Yeah. Another card battle game. That's all you have to say to me for me to take.
I mean,
it
has Neptunia in the title, but it also features like over 100 characters from the other CompileHeart games.
Are there any like card games worth playing? Like literally worth playing? Because I'm not
cards
a big
against humanity.
Card. Which one?
Cards Against Humanity.
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
see, I like
video
this
game
guy.
Card.
I
games?
Like what he's thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Video card games or video games like
there's an app.
Hearthstone is good.
Dungeon Dice Monsters, you guys, come on.
There you go.
Hearthstone is good. I've actually been playing the Pokemon trading card game, which is pretty awesome online.
I've never actually played Yu-Gi-Oh either.
All right.
Unfortunately, I have.
It's the three eyes.
No, I'm sorry. Did I tell them?
I think what we need to come up with, guys, we need to invent a card battle based RPG about developing your own game and pushing it on Kickstarter.
Oh,
actually, I think they have a game where you do that. You like pitch games.
It needs to be specifically, and we'll include harmonicas. It needs to be specifically about everything that Frank doesn't like, like stories about Japanese games with no release date.
Frank shitting on Dragon Quest VIII.
Yeah. Yes, and of course, every game, no matter how bad it is, will be better than Dragon Quest VIII.
You son of a bitch! You, I'm telling you, you're itching for a hang up on 400, man.
Yeah.
You're still holding the love strong for that series.
What, Dragon Quest? Hell yeah, girl! Come on.
It seems like you're the only one, dude.
Oh, get out of here. Dragon Quest is the best.
Like, well, I love that series, too. Just not as crazy as Frank.
Roxy says...
He's wearing his, like, I love this game t-shirt. His whole room's...
He's got a slime pillow somewhere.
I do have his...
He's got a slime pillow with a very curiously and dubious hole.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure I love Dragon Quest more than anybody.
There was actually a slime lady in the Neptune series that had, like, a very slender body.
That's nasty, VA. That's just nasty. Slime.
I'm sorry, slime should be voluptuous.
Actually, slime slime dog, to be more precise.
Slime dog.
They're called Dugoos.
Oh, God. This is awful. Already this show is, like, the worst show ever. It's gone down the hill.
Just to hammer the point home.
Oh, my God. So lucky, man.
So good.
Just for that, next story.
Kiss me first, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got an episode title for this already. Everybody hates Frank.
that's pretty much every show, man.
No, everybody loves Frank. And the joke is that that's not true. It's the opposite.
let's see. Roxy says Hearthstone's a great game. So I've heard that's a good one. So I'm not a big card game player at all.
I like Coldcept. That was pretty fun.
Coldcept, yeah. Coldcept was all right. I agree. All right, Mug. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Destructoid. Yakuza 6, Poetry of Life, is out in Japan this December. It will be the final chapter for Kiryu. Sega has revealed the release date for Yakuza 6, Poetry of Life, in Japan, December 8th, 2016. It's being billed as the final chapter for Kazuma Kiryu. Which, of course, doesn't preclude the series from continuing with another character or even more prequels.
Yeah, exactly.
You can take a look at the video for some new footage. The info is particularly of note for all you importers out there, as Sega's spotty history with this series in the West has led to a lot of people picking it up straight out of Japan. This, of course, includes one of the worst localizations in recent years, Yakuza 3, where they took out a large chunk of the game.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
The hostess clubs.
Yeah, a while back. But that's cool. We'll probably see this probably late 2017, I'm guessing, here in the U.S.
Yeah, because Yakuza 0 isn't coming out until early 2017.
Who was it that was really excited for Yakuza? I think it was Dungeon Buster in chat.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster. All right, let's move on to the next story. Not much about Yakuza. It's a decent series for sure. Let's go with Breakman. Next story, please.
Ooh, yay me. coming to us live from Silicon Air. I'm not reading the title. I've learned my lesson. Gus, the protagonist of fourth wall-breaking RPG Glitched, becomes aware of the player's existence after a glitch appears in the world. I'm interested. And Glitch, a bizarre occurrence, takes Gus' friend Conrad away, seemingly wiping him from existence. Sorry. I had to erase somebody. When Gus makes contact with Glitch as well, he finds himself able to communicate with the player, relying on them for guidance in his mission to find his missing friend.
Okay. Yeah, I'm putting up screenshots of this in chat.
Glitch's story is affected by the player's decisions, personality, and the morality they show throughout the game, so he's going to get pissed off a lot if he's me. Like, why the fuck can't I figure out the simple puzzle? I need a little kid.
I'm not sure that's... Wait, what? I'm not sure that's morality, but I think you just screwed your own morality by saying you needed a little kid.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I think he means he needed an adult and he said the wrong thing.
No, I mean, I need like a, you know, like smarter than a fifth grader, like little kids that are really smart.
Oh, my God. This is going down.
I don't know why Moria took it someplace like that.
Moria's mind
is. I'm the one that's drinking alcohol here, but you're the one saying weird things.
Yeah. I'm not the one saying weird things. I'm
drinking too.
Sounds pretty strange.
Right now. I think everybody's drinking, man. After
I'm not. I had a crazy night yesterday night, and I told myself, take a break.
Let's see. I started drinking around 4 o'clock, I think.
Frank's actually stopped drinking.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I drank, well over a year. But
So anyway, let's get back to the story. Before you make me
he doesn't need to drink. He's got all the pot now.
Yeah, I do. I have a ton of
Oh, that's right.
Is that why Trump's stopping by?
I'm sure that's why Trump is stopping
by. Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Like, yeah. I saw he's coming to Colorado. I'm like,
Yeah,
Whippix. He's not going to campaign much because he got high.
Yeah, Whippix was not happy when she heard Trump was coming to Colorado. She was pretty upset.
Well, do you guys live in a battleground state?
We live in almost a battleground state. It's more Democratic here than it is Republican.
I wonder if
it's still
Wayland Stinko.
I live in a battleground state in one of the bigger cities in the state, so every election cycle – like, they are on us en masse. Like, they'll be here every day telling us how much we're going to do this for you and this for you and stuff. Yeah. Obama promised us a bridge about 5 years ago, and that still never happened.
Well, like I said, I mean
it's going to be more empty promises, more like stumping for votes, you know, more rhetoric. Yeah. It's just going to be – I hate election season so fucking much.
Yeah,
it's kind of a strange thing for a presidential candidate to promise, though. That's like – you know, if that's like a – local government sort of thing.
Well, it's because it's a major highway bridge. It's Interstate 75 goes over this bridge. Interstate 75 goes from Michigan to Florida.
Yeah, I remember Interstate 75. That was a good game. No, wait, that was Interstate 76.
That was a good game.
Speaking of politics, guys.
there's a lot more to this story. I'm gonna put it in chat for the chairs to listen to. This game's called Glitched. It sounds interesting to me. I want to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you want to play this. Level 5 announces fifth cross-media project, Megaton Musashi, Giant Robots in Space. It's fifth cross-media project following this.
I mean, not that it really matters. I like them both.
I see you guys are sabotaging my equipment already, but we're back. Sorry,
no, that
chat.
Was MXT. He admitted it. Don't blame us.
God. Yeah, well, by you guys, I
meant... You're a big bully. Some bully.
So anyways, Megaton Musashi. Anybody interested in that game? I'm
always interested in a mech game.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. And level five...
It's been confirmed for a Western release along with Snack World.
Yeah.
And Layton.
Yeah, level 5...
Which we're going to be talking about.
Level 5 is... has been consistently one of my favorite publishers over the years. Of course, they came up with the greatest game of all time, Dragon Quest VIII. And Ni No Kuni, that was a great one too, but not
and
as good as Dragon
Quest
VIII.
And we're getting the sequel to that. So.
That is cool.
Which hopefully is a lot better, and they fixed the AI problem by changing the battle system completely.
All right, let's move on to the next story. I'll go ahead and read this one too, since I was sabotaged by MXT on the last story. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Snack World launches in Japan for smartphones in April 2017, 3DS in July 2017. Is that kind of like the Sausage Party movie that's coming out? Snack World, like the sequel or something?
Say what now? What did you say about
I don't
a Sausage
want
Party?
To be related to that terrible movie.
You mean like right now?
Break, you haven't heard about the movie here. Sausage Party?
No, not really.
Are you serious?
It's like the CG animated thing is made up to look like, you know, kind of a Toy Story-ish sort of deal, except it's food. It's like they just want to go home and, you know, and be part of the family or whatever, and then they discover that in the process of being taken home, they get slaughtered and horribly maimed and mangled and killed and everything.
Yeah.
And it's
this
very R-rated, you know, CG animated movie.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm
gonna have to go check this out after the show because I don't know how I've missed this. I don't know how I've missed a movie called Sausage Fest.
Sausage
Party.
I'm not sure how you've ever missed anything called a sausage party.
the real quick rundown of this game. It's a hyper casual fantasy world. Battles are in real time. Use simple controls. And that's pretty much it. It's got some characters and stuff there. So I'm not even sure we'll see this here.
A selling point. This game has characters.
I only just said in the last article that it's been confirmed for U.S. release.
Oh,
Western release,
okay.
Actually.
Well, there you go. There you go. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is that Yo-Kai Watch is coming to smartphones. And that's actually the original Yo-Kai Watch. And the visuals, of course, are better because it's on a phone.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Looks like I don't know how the screen's going to look. It's going to be kind of squashed when they're going to have to put the rotating dial on the bottom half of the screen and then the whatever's going on at the top of the screen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it now. Screen.
Probably going to be in portrait mode as a result, so yeah. Portrait mode sucks.
It looks all right, but it's a decent concept. I'll talk about As Divine Hearts here in a few, but looks all right. So when can we expect this?
You said the title wrong, but whatever.
It says it's due in Japan in the fall of 2016, but I'm sure it's going to be brought to the West because they already have the translation available to them, so it wouldn't be that hard.
All right.
As Divine.
I just hope they fix some of the Divine gameplay. They incorporate some of the gameplay changes that they made to 2 and 3 to put in this one, because catching yokai in the original game is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Literally.
That is the name of my favorite porn star.
Yeah, literally in real life, they're a pain in the ass to catch. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Pain in the ass divine.
Yeah, pain in the ass divine. There you go. All right, Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from some site or something.
Don't even care anymore.
You guys don't even listen to me
anyway.
Great
going there, bro.
Lady Layton announced for 3DS and smartphones. It's coming to Japan in spring 2017 and in the West in 2017, which is
probably fall.
Not, yeah. Yeah, probably fall. But yeah, that's the Lady Layton, the millionaire. Oh my goodness, they really didn't do this. Ariadne's conspiracy. They should be Ariadne, but okay. But yeah, the next entry in Professor Layton, which no longer has Professor Layton as the star, and now has Lady Layton.
Yeah.
Catriel, who's his daughter.
What do you think of that?
And she's a detective rather than an archaeologist who just happens to do detective stuff on the side.
I've never played any of the games, so I don't know.
She's busy. I mean, fuck. Yeah. That's a lot of work. Archaeologist in the day.
No. Her dad's an archaeologist.
Who
decides to play detective in the games. That's what happens. It's like he doesn't do anything archaeology related, and he just solves mysteries.
So it's kind of like Indiana Jones, basically.
Yeah.
Or like Father Dowling's mysteries. He's not really a father. He's spending all of his time solving mysteries.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he was a father in the church sense.
Yeah. Right.
All right, even more Level 5 news, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Level 5 announces... Oh, shit, why did I read the title? I'm sorry. My bad. I'm going to skip over here. Level 5 announces Atomi Hero, its first foray into Atomi game genre for iOS and Android during its Level 5 Vision 2016 event. It's due out in Japan this winter. This free-to-play game is a full-fledged RPG, quote-unquote, test players with defeating the Demon King alongside 24 individual men known as Slayers. You'll start the game by selecting a partner from among the 24 Slayers. So you pick one of the guys that's the bad guy? That's kind of cool, I guess. Before forming a team of 3 Slayers. So what, you like convert them to your side? I'm confused here. Battles are in real time and advance automatically, and the key to victory is to defeat monsters before your rivals and race to the goal. You'll become the Atomi Hero and support players using items and skills. Additionally, by raising your relationship levels with a Slayer, you may be able to see a variety of other sides to him.
So it's like all those other dating sim type of RPGs, but it's guys this time.
Atomi Hero features character design by Chinatsu Kurama.
I vaguely recognize that name.
Kurahana. An animation produced by A1 Pictures. Anime and comic are also planned. You guys suck.
It wouldn't be an RP Grinder show if I didn't give Breakman a Japanese name to pronounce. It's amazing. How badly you
I stopped and pronunciated. I think I got it right.
The problem is he doesn't have consistency in his pronunciation. Like he'll get yokai watch and I'll say yokai instead.
Eric, both you and Frank can't say Yakuza for shit.
Yeah, I agree. So I can't say hardly any Japanese word. But that's why I pass all those ones to Breakman.
I at least admit I can't do this. I'm trying as best I can. But you guys, like, deny everything. Like, no.
All right, next story. See, I'll get some Japanese here.
You did a minute right now, right?
Right. So I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do sort of a Japanese name here in just a second. This comes to us live from everybody's favorite site, Silicon Era.
I have no idea how to pronounce that.
Explore Yuji's past in Grisaya side story, The Afterglow of Grisaya. Jesus. Talk about redundancy. Afterglow. Jesus Christ. The Afterglow of Grisaya, side story to The Labyrinth of Grisaya, that follows Yuji's experience with CIRS agent Asako, is now available in English on Steam. It had been previously delved into Yuji's story, but this story deals with his time with Asako, a CIRS agent that had rescued him from a terrorist organization at a young age. Afterglow of Grisaya had previously been released as a bonus for Volume 5 of the Eden of Grisaya anime adaptation. Panda, have you ever heard of that anime? Eden of Grisaya.
Yes, I have.
Is it good?
It's a faint bell.
I wrote a review for Fruit of Grisaya.
I mean, I wouldn't call it good.
It's just all right.
But I've watched worse.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume the anime adaptations of visual novels don't work all that well.
It's just this side of mediocre.
The animation is really good. And I mean, they don't do a really good job of explaining why this guy has these skills. And why, like, he can kick so much butt, and I hate my dogs, backtracking. And there's too many girls with tragic back, like, too many. Like, in my harem animes, like, I like the girls to have some kind of depth before I plow them. Mm. And they all are just kind of like, my past is so bad and dark, do me. And the guy's just like, I don't do anyone. And then you see a shot of him doing them. So it's really confusing.
What animation's what do you pretty mean good. By doing?
What do you mean do? Like hot dog and donut.
Okay. Well, you know, I just like in some instances it can mean like killing. That's why I was trying to clarify.
I like
okay.
how you had to.
Sorry,
we're not speaking slang here, man.
I meant the smeximals.
Yeah. I like yeah, how
when we're talking about a harem anime. It's safe to say they're probably not talking about assassination.
I didn't know.
And they
kind
of have play off that. Oh, one of them might have actually hurt all the other ones, but they don't want to tell you which one it is, so it's clearly the most obvious one, the first one you meet. But, spoilers. But, I mean, like I said, the animation's good. Hmm. So
the one right. sitting by herself.
I like Fruit of Grisaya, though, because it was mostly a comedy, and it was pretty well written.
I like how Panda breaks it down for Breakman and says hot dog in the donut. I thought that was pretty classic.
That's the best visual. I figured it was going to be something like hot dog in the taco, but that works too.
That's classic.
She
Panda,
put it in right? language.
But here's the thing: like I'm a salty and sweet kind of girl, so like you got the sweetness of the donut or like the saltiness of the hot dog. Like, it's kind of gross, but delicious at the same time, so you right. don't want to admit that you're going to eat it, but you totally
I just
do.
Have to say, I don't know you, Panda, but I like you already.
Everybody loves Panda. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story, guys.
Yeah, so recommendation, do not watch Eden of Grisaya. You might want to play it, but you might want to play the other two games first.
There you go. All right, Eric, let's go on to the next story. Speaking of hot dogs and donuts... Eric, next story, please.
Next story from Silly String Era. We've got toxic waste and radiation have unpredictable effects on your stats in RPG Chimera. Chimera sets players free in an irradiated wasteland of survivors and monsters, letting them do as they please in the game's open world. Players can steal whatever they need from NPCs, gamble their remaining currency and machines with other characters, or lose more money than money against the monsters, raiders, and other monstrosities roaming the land in turn-based combat.
You know, this
sounds like, what do you mean more?
Yeah, it's basically Fallout, but more open-y, I guess.
How can it be more open than Fallout?
Yeah. I was just going
to
say,
Fallout
like, that's
4 is pretty much just, you have to kill everything, and that's why it sucked, because they didn't let you, like, diplomatic your way through everything.
You know,
killing everything.
This game had a code name of Hot Dog and Donuts before they changed to Toxic Waste and Radiation. So.
Are you serious, or are you just pulling my chain?
I'm pulling your chain. That's,
oh, okay.
That would have been kind of funny that they codenamed it Hot Dog and Donuts. That'd be sweet.
That,
Well, those two just don't go together very well.
Well, there is
you
an old David
that,
Lee Roth
and fight
hot
one.
Like, shake.
Do it, like,
he even
like,
stole the GUI. It looks like it was lifted straight from Wasteland. Boy.
Yeah, Panda, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Hot dogs and donuts do go together,
you
for
just,
sure.
If you've never tried it, like, do it on a night where no one's going to watch you do it, because it's kind of weird to watch someone do.
That's the episode title.
You'll be surprised how good it is.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and donuts is the episode title.
Yeah.
That's you got like donuts in my hot dog.
Yeah.
You got hot dog in my donuts.
It's like that album, Chicken and Waffles.
Don't even talk.
What?
That is the best creation.
It is. It's awesome. I like chicken and waffles. It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Why you got to put cheese on it, though?
You don't put cheese on your chicken. What?
I've seen people do that, and that ruined it for me.
I put cheese on chicken. That's good.
That's sacrilegious.
I've seen people put
cheese
ketchup on eggs.
So. Probably for, like, Parmesan, but I don't
you
like
Parmesan. Would.
No, it's like cheddar or American.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh. Like Kraft slices on top of it.
Yeah, pretty,
oh,
yeah.
My God. That's so bad.
Yeah. All right, Mug, next story.
Make an enchilada if you're going to do that cheese stuff.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu.com. The longest 5 minutes is coming west for PS Vita and PC in 2017. NIS America is bringing The Longest 5 Minutes, its Shupro DX developed adventure RPG, to North America and Europe for PS Vita and PC via Steam in 2017. The game launched today for PS Vita in Japan. There's a little bit of description here. Originally developed by Nipponichi Software and Shupro DX and being released today for the PS Vita in Japan, The Longest 5 Minutes will take you inside the mind of a hero during his final encounter with an epic and evil overlord. As the story unfolds, the conversations you have with your party and the overlord will unlock memories of the hero's journey. Each memory plays out in classic 8-bit RPG style, and the outcome of those memories affect your party in their final battle. I kind of like that idea. Story, our hero faces the origin of all evil, the overlord himself, but suddenly loses all memories of his adventure. And his finishing moves, the name of his hometown, and even the reason he's trying to defeat the overlord in the first place, all gone. Our hero feels as though he's letting his allies down. In the midst of battle, his allies' words and the overlord's taunting triggers flashbacks, bringing his memories back piece by piece. Our hero tries to regain his priceless memories before it's too late, but the overlord stands before him, his power unyielding. What can happen in The Longest 5 Minutes?
Yeah, and
so it's basically
the
story of Breakman.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta get back to chat. They're talking about weird couplings, like we mentioned: hot dogs and donuts, chicken and waffles. Roxy says,
"I've tried wet fries and Wendy's Frosties."
Oh God, you guys are disgusting.
Wyland said chicken nuggets and Frosties. I've seen that salty and the that basically anything salty
not
with
even
ice cream.
Get the spicy chicken nuggets in that Frosty though.
Yeah,
I saw an interesting idea.
I like spicy nuggets.
Well, if you buy one of those rolls of like this, buy one of those little tins of the cinnamon rolls, you pop it open. Well, you unroll the cinnamon rolls and put a strip of bacon down with it, and then roll it back up and bake it.
Yep.
Actually, they were showing something.
Cooked
of
bacon?
It,
yeah, well, no, it's raw bacon, but you bake it, and then it cooks along with the...
Here's a few more. Roxy says, fish fingers and custard. That sounds disgusting. Beverly, a newcomer to the chat, says, bockwurst and apple turnover. That sounds
bratwurst? I hate bratwurst.
Bratwurst is amazing.
I want it all in my mouth.
Wait, what did you say?
Panda? Excuse me?
did you call that bockwurst?
That's what Beverly said in chat.
No, not you. That's what
Beverly
Frank
said. Bockwurst and apple turnover. She
look at chat,
Breakman.
Damn
it.
Oh, she said whatever.
Yeah. Bockwurst and apple turnover. That's what she said, man. I would be down for
it. Oh, she said bockwurst.
Okay. Oh, wait. I thought you said sauerkraut, not bratwurst.
I had something interesting the other day that Wifix makes from time to time that you guys might think is kind of gross, but man, is it really good.
Is it donut and the hot dog?
It is better. It's
That's what Frank makes from time to time.
Yeah, she
yes, it's raisin and blueberries. Wifix's favorite food.
Son of a bitch.
Every once in a while, with her permission only.
Get out of here, you son.
Only with her consent.
Yes.
Exactly.
As it turns out, bockwurst is a real thing, and I'm betting it's made of chicken. Bok, bok.
And she prefers the frosting licked off the donut first.
How about jalapenos wrapped in bacon with cream cheese? How about
that? Sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, spicy and cream. Yes. Yeah. Capsaicin and cream cheese are a very good mixture.
Okay.
Look at this guy with the science.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Scientific, man. Capsaicin.
Is Bockwurst like eating a Jabberwocky stuff. Hot dog? Is that what it is?
Holy shit.
Jabberwockwurst.
We're getting a huge chat. Mallard just left, host of the Mallard Report. He does the Supernatural show.
He says the kids were screaming, so I'm assuming they kicked him off of IRC.
Yeah, probably. Later, Mallard. Appreciate you joining the show. Make sure you check out his show. He does a paranormal research show that's really fun. Really fun show. All right, let's move on. Let's get through this news. Damn it, Eric. I told you low news this week. And what do we get?
There's not much left.
We should have kept it below one page.
Yeah, exactly. Or below one would have been better. Mug, next story. Let's go with you.
All right, I'll go back. And it's a... coming to us live from Destructoid.
apparently.
Yeah, this particular page, they've arranged it all strangely. Australia pulls Galgun double piece from shelves. And apparently it's like the copies were pulled from shelves over there. So they reached out to EB Games Australia to find out if it was a company decision or if it was an Australian government thing. And they EB Games Australia's Twitter responded with, "We assess our product range on a regular basis. In this instance, we have made the decision to no longer stock these products."
So basically, it wasn't they did GTA, yeah. Only wider scale, apparently.
Yeah, it wasn't a governmental thing this time.
Yeah, that sucks. Censorship just sucks in general, but whatever. All right, let's move on to the next story.
So the EB of Electronic Boutique, which is basically the GameStop of... various places in Europe and Canada.
Yeah. I always thought it was funny that EB and GameStop looked almost identical when you went to them back in the day. They were both still around before.
GameStop places in the UK are actually called Game.
Well, yeah, GameStop eventually bought EB, but it was weird that EB stores looked like GameStop stores long before they ever purchased them.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of variety to be had in like the layout of the game store.
As someone who used to run a game store, I completely disagree.
Mm. Well, that's fine, but it doesn't matter because it's your opinion and it doesn't count.
Yeah, only
I mean, we've well established this at this point, Brick.
I know. All I have to do is ask Mrs. Brickman.
Mrs. Wakeman. All right, let's move on to the next story, guys. I really want to get this news done because I got some fun stuff to do.
Then get to it and quit talking.
I know. Gematsu, Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters Daybreak Special Gigs launches.
Me, that's the title.
Yeah. I should have did the barfing thing, but whatever. Launches September 20th in North America. So there you go. I'm not going to go over... Tokyo
yeah, we already
Twilight.
Talked about this, but we have a date now.
Yep, so September 20th.
But what is interesting is that they're also doing the digital versions for the PS3 and the Vita, at least, which wasn't in the last article we talked about.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Eric, next story, please. Let's get through this.
Oh, and it says there are reports of a PC version, but those are false, apparently.
Lies!
Yeah, lies.
But next one is Darksiders War Mastered. That's... Why? edition
not
announced.
Not as bad as Definitive Edition for Darksiders 2.
Yeah, for PS4, Xbox One, Wii U, and PC, which is making me scratch my head considering there already is a PC release. So what is it? Like, does it include like all of the unofficial mods to make the HD upscaling work better or something?
Yeah, the interesting thing is, from what I understand, it's like the Definitive Edition of Darksiders 2, they actually did a fair amount of work to like visually tweak it. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the game actually doesn't run at 60 frames per second. It runs at a solid 30. Mm-hmm. But this one's going to – it's not getting like visual upgrades, maybe some texture updates. And it's supposed to run at 60.
So this gun's going to run a consistent 30 on Wii U, but 60 everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, at least the Wii U's getting another game that isn't a third party.
I do like the 60 frames per second deal. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, it's not a game. The Darksiders was not a game, especially Darksiders 1.
I have a PS3 version, so I just sell
it now. 60 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just I've talked about 60 frames per second for years and years and years now.
You've talked about a lot of stuff for years and years now.
That is true.
Maybe
too,
I should get the Xbox One version because, like, I could not have to take up hard drive space on my PS4, which is dwindling by the day.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Little King Story will launch for PC via Steam on August 5th. XC Games announced. Sorry, I have a cat pulling my headset away from me. Sorry, what was that again? XC Games announced it will cost $24.99, £22.99. No, I'm sorry, €22.99 and £18.99.
What's the exchange rate for euros? Is it the same as pounds, or is it a little different?
It's obviously different.
More.
The pounds are $18.99
now.
Wait. One at a time. What'd you say, Monk?
I said, well, I was going to say pounds were worth more, but then I corrected myself. It's like after Brexit, the pound dropped like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe it's almost an even thing with euros.
A lot of people speculated whether or not the UK will be getting localizations of games faster because of Brexit, but I think game companies are going to be stupid and treat them still like they're treating the rest of Europe.
Yeah. Gripper said he went to...
I think it's way too soon to speculate on Brexit. Everybody's predicted doom and gloom. And
I don't think
I'm just
it
saying,
is.
Like, I think everybody needs to wait and just wait.
I don't think... I'm not sure. I think Gripper voted to exit, but I think there's a lot of buyers' kind of remorse with that. Like a lot of people wish that...
There's always that
especially
with voting.
Since the Prime Minister's just up and left.
Yeah. There's always that with everything.
I think they also made a lot of promises that they're not going to keep, too.
Yeah, I saw that. There was something talking about all the money that would go into the National Health Service. It's like, yeah, we can't actually do that. And I was like, well, that's kind of one of the things you use to push this idea to people. And a lot of people were upset about that.
I do hate the bold-faced lies. We get that in America, too. Both parties deliver to us. And unfortunately, the way they've set the system up, there are really only two parties.
Yep, I hate the two-party system. I've talked about that before.
I mean, there are more parties officially, but some of those parties aren't even in – well, actually, say all those parties aren't able – you aren't able to vote for those parties in every state even.
Yeah, and then you have parties like the Green Party, which are, you know, directly promote shit like homeopathy and stuff in their platform. I was like, no, thank you.
Wow, that's – yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. All these people like, yeah. Well, I'll talk about it later, but yeah, all the stuff like Jill Stein.
There's no such thing as a representative anymore. I don't think there's anyone in politics I can say like really represents.
No, there are representatives, but they represent corporations now.
Maybe there's a representative for this next game, guys.
They should start wearing logos like NASCAR and shit.
Yeah. let's move on to the next story, guys. Last story of the day: simple simulation RPG adventure story of the good old days. Announced for the PS4 and PS Vita. Japanese studio Dai Dai, I believe, or Dal Dal. I don't know if that's
Dai Dai.
Dai Dai. All right. Develop.
Dai Dai. Yeah, no, sorry.
Developer. Exactly. It ends up being a heavy metal band. Developer of various PS Vita adventure games like Princess Strike and Cure Maid Club has announced the aforementioned Furuki Yoki Jidai no Bukentan, whatever that is.
Bukentan.
I know I butchered the fuck out of that.
You should have given that one to break.
I should have. I didn't even think about that. Simulation RPG for the PS4. It's due out digitally for 1,800 yen this December in Japan. So then it goes on to talk about the game, but I'm not interested anymore. So that's the end of the news, guys, unless you guys want to comment on good old days for the PS4 and Vita. Anything, Eric, that you have on that?
It looks like a very minimalist RPG.
Yeah, it's like tiles, like tile-based RPG it looks like. All right, that's the end of the
news. I wonder
if
it get localized, though. That'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah. All right, homie discounts. Any sales, Eric?
Homie discounts. I didn't look to see if there were any PSN flash sales this week because there's almost one every week now. But the Kenko sale is still going on, and I think it's the last week, so weekend rather at this point. But
yeah,
you can get games like As Divine Menace, but I think they're not on sale anymore. So maybe something else.
As Divine, yeah, my son was playing that As Divine game. He actually just beat it today, which I was pretty surprised. He was, I think Breakman's the big Kenko person on here. You always get the Kenko games, right? Right, Break?
No, he says he's going to, but he never does.
Yeah. He never does. Well, he has.
That's not true. I never say
because his heart belongs to Final Fantasy Record Keeper.
Well, that's
Break is basically the politician of the group. He is, you know, where he says he'll do stuff, but nah, he backs out of it.
Yeah. Gripper says, how long till Trump is president? Better start building my shelter. Exactly. That's how I feel. So, all right. Let's move on.
See,
to...
that's not happening because that would make me wrong.
Yeah. Let's
we already established that you're wrong by default.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Ding.
No, I predicted a long time ago Hillary Clinton would be our next president. I'm just saying, like, that's so – Donald Trump ain't winning. I already predicted this. She's going to be the next president.
Hey, we have another special guest on the line. I decided to bring along. Just want to let you guys know.
Here's a secret about the good old days. They don't actually exist because they weren't that good.
Yeah, the good old days. That's a misnomer. Wifix is on the line. What's up, Wifix? How you doing?
Hey, all. Yay, another lady.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yay.
I bring Whippix on because she's been, like, kind of a driving force, support behind RP Grinders. She's been on the show before, so glad you could join.
Did I just hear Panda?
Yes.
Yes, you did. I'm Panda. Here.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
oh, my God. There are two girls in the chat.
I know.
Oh.
Like, yeah, two, three.
The
girls.
Internet's broken.
you're not really girls.
Yeah, exactly. The whole internet is going to explode now. Two women, one podcast. That's
what my show is every week. So exactly. The internet should have been broken years ago.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So
the one who broke the internet.
Yeah. Let's move on to what we've been playing. I'm going to just real quickly say Marvel Puzzle Quest. That's been me for the past. Whatever, however long. My son beat As Divine Hearts. I like the concept of As Divine Hearts. It's looks like a lovely game. So it's a traditional kind of turn-based type deal. Looks awesome. But that's all I've been playing. Eric, what about you? And then we'll get to some other.
I played pretty much all I played this week and the last weekend was Sheeran the Wanderer 5 Plus, which is renamed to Sheeran the Wanderer, the Tower of Fate and the Tower of Fortune and the Die of Fate. I finished writing a review for that, so that hopefully that'll be up later tonight, if not tonight, tomorrow or Saturday, Sunday. But some Yo-Kai Watch when I was on breaks at work, try to finish in that game. And I also played through a lot of Ume Neko When They Cry, which is Christian arcs of 1 through 4, and it is like one of the better horror visual novels I've read.
Oh, it's so good.
Is that in a relationship?
Don't watch the anime, because the anime will gloss over lots of details and you'll be confused.
No, I was playing it.
Yeah, I know you have, because you've been an advocate for that for a long time on your show.
Oh my gosh, yes, I have been.
And you've decried the anime as much as I have, and I haven't even seen the anime. I know it has to be bad, because visual novel translations to anime just doesn't work that much.
There's just a lot of information that they can't – I don't think you can properly animate, like him debunking any of the, you know, the scenarios. Like, it's kind of hard to, like, Sherlock Holmes it. In an anime, really. So there's a lot of nuance that's missed. But if you have the chance to read it, and then play it.
Each episode, the game was originally released episodically, and each episode's about 14 hours in length. So this is
so
like
good.
A 60-hour monster.
That's
only the first half. There's like 4 more chapters after this that explain everything.
So the anime pretty much got the same treatment as the Corpse Party anime, where they cut out, they tried to cram everything into a small.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Corpse Party thing, because the Corpse Party OVAs that came out were all the bad endings. So they don't even show you what happens when you do it right. So you just expect that you're going to get fucked in the A. And granted, if you do things wrong in that game, you're going to get fucked in the A. So get ready for that.
But I mean, it's like they basically tried to cram the whole story into 2 hours when it really needs to be like a 12 episode series, you know, instead of trying to cram it into 4.
I would disagree. I wouldn't even say 12 would be enough. I think you'd have to do a standard 24 arc episode, like series, like one arc.
Maybe.
And then maybe go back in and be like, well, this is what happens when you pick up all the notes. Oh shit, I'm dead. Like they could have played up a lot of those deaths and they didn't. They like just went for the gore, which I mean, that's kind of the thing, but still, there's so much more going on in the series that they just kind of skimmed over, which is disappointing.
I heard the Higurashi anime does a lot better job.
Yes, it does.
Is it because they did a completely different story using the same themes?
They did. So, like, if I read it first, and then when I saw it, I'm like, that's not what happens. Fuck, I have no idea what happens now. And like,
it's like the Walking Dead series.
It took you on a proper journey.
The series is all over the place because at first they didn't want to, and now they're kind of doing it. So, yeah, just saying. So,
but
yeah.
It's very good. So if you have the chance to see Higurashi, see it. It's
the Blu-ray came out recently. You should pick them up.
Oh, my God. And I got paid this week. No, I have a wedding to pay for.
I think it came out like maybe 2.5 months ago.
Putting it on the registry.
Roxy, I think it's like $40 or something.
Roxy says she's been playing Radiator 2, whatever that is. Are you like fixing radiators in cars, Roxy? That's interesting.
Is it like your truck simulator, but you're fixing the radiator all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that thing is very important bus. Keeping your car going and your car cool.
Hey, Panda, what have you been playing lately?
Believe it or not, I've been pretty heavy into Danganronpa. For my birthday, my fiance bought me both of them. And mind you, I'd already watched somebody play the first game, but I want to play through all of it, and then I'm going to jump into the second game. I just finished Inside on the Xbox. That was fun. If you enjoyed Limbo, then you'll really dig Inside. Like, it definitely takes you on a mind trip, and I'm refusing to spoil it for you guys because I feel like the experience is enough to make me want other people to play it. So far, I think I'm the only one who's played it of the people that I generally talk to about games. So,
what game? Yeah, I don't play new games. I'm sorry.
What game is it?
I want to play it. I want to play it, but I don't have an Xbox One, and I don't really have a gaming PC. So
you're a cheapo, anyway, so you wouldn't buy it.
No, but, I'm just.
But it's very good. Like, I love the fact that very similar to Limbo, you're playing in a world where there's no words, there's no narration. You have no idea why you are your character. And literally any and all things become a source of can be interacted with in a way that could end to, you know, your demise or, you know, it's just so interesting.
So it's basically a metaphor for marriage is what you're saying.
Actually, you know, if you don't stand in line the right way, yes. And then you get pulled out of line and murdered. And I mean, and everything really kind of aggressively kills you. Like, oh, I fell off this rock. Oh, my head fell off. Because, you know, that's what happens when you get impaled. Or dogs will rip out your, like, insides. Like, it's really graphic for a very, like, minimalistic game. But the tones are really good. And it kept me engaged. And, I mean, it's a quick, I want to say, 3 to 4 hour play if you can commit the time. But there's a secret ending that I'm so close to getting. And I think I already know what it is. But like I said, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who is thinking about playing it. I strongly advise that you do. And I think those are the only things I'm playing. And I'm now watching the second season of Shokugeki because, oh, my God, food. but that's what I've been doing, playing.
I just saw some screens.
I think Breakman wants to play Plumbing Simulator.
Yeah, plumbing.
No, I want someone to simulate my house.
Yeah, I think he wants somebody to come and, you know, fix his plumbing in his house. Mm. Yeah.
To fix the plumbing in my house, you'd have to start over.
Yeah. VA, what have
it's
you
been playing?
It's that bad. Vincent Aron, what have you been playing, man? Anything?
I've become one of those people that has gotten really into League of Legends. I've been playing that for about a year and a half, but only like a game or two a week. Other than that, I downloaded WoW after the movie came out and got to 30 and then quit. And then other than that, just like a little bit of Rocket League, a little bit of Blue Dragon. I think I'm on the second out of 4 discs, and a little bit of Pokemon, and I played Bloodborne for about 15 minutes and then threw it across the room.
Yeah, you probably died about 15 times in that 15-minute time
period. If I'm going to play it again, I'm going to do 10 push-ups every time I die and get yoked as fuck.
Yeah, I actually got the platinum on Bloodborne.
Yeah, he's such a braggart mug.
Hey, dude, that's probably my proudest gaming achievement. My other platinums are not nearly so impressive.
Yeah. Let's see. Stealth, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing a lot of the Pokemon online card game, honestly. I saw a YouTube video for it, and I haven't been able to stop playing.
I heard it's pretty decent, man. Pretty decent.
It's better than Hearthstone.
Yeah. Hearthstone's, I heard, pretty good, too.
Somebody can pronounce Hearthstone correctly.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Breakman, what have you been playing, man?
Wait, we all know what I've been playing.
Record Keeper?
Yes, Final Fantasy Record Keeper. No, nothing really new and special, but Halo 5, they've added a bunch of... this week, they've added the Fiesta game type, which is a random weapon gun type, which is...
That's racist.
What?
Fiesta game type, that's racist.
You know, now you say it like that, kind of, it does sound like, well, I didn't think of it. Thanks, Frank. Now, thanks for ruining my joy, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. I ruin people's fun. That's.
And then then I've been playing some Mega Man Collection, or Mega Man Legacy, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Mega Man Legacy Collection.
All right. We're,
that one. It's fun, even though it's missing, like, several games and... you know, my joy in the Mega Man games, I think, is mostly just fighting like the boss robots. Like when I get to Dr. Wily stages, I start getting irritated mostly. Yeah. It's not as fun.
So, yeah, that's cool, man. Did I miss?
Oh, anything? Yeah, that's cool. Let's move on.
Well, dude, I mean, unless you have anything to add,
no, I've got kidding. Let's move on. I was kidding, Frank. Sorry.
What else do we have? Did I miss anybody? Did anybody miss saying their games? I don't think I did.
You didn't ask me, but I said on there that I haven't really been playing much.
Did we ask Stealth? I don't remember.
Yeah, I did. I asked Stealth.
I'm guessing we're gonna find out through your Stinko why you haven't been playing much.
What's Wiffix been playing?
Whippix had to step away.
Man. I thought she was playing with the skin flute.
Yeah, skin
flute.
Whoa! no, I'm sorry, the hot dog and the donut.
Hot dog and donut, get it straight.
That's why she had to, quote-unquote, step away.
Yeah, exactly.
she's taken on a new position as an underdesk pleasure technician.
Hey, Frank, have you played Pokemon Go?
No, but my son has. My wife has taken my son on a
I
Pokemon Go hunt.
I don't
Go
have
hunt.
A cell phone or smartphone.
Wait, she kidnapped her son and she left town?
Yeah, pretty much. They went around looking for Pokemon.
Dude, party time, man.
I wish, man. That'd be awesome. All right, guys. Let's move on to something a little different here. I'm gonna bring back kind of an old segment. I'm going to say four statements. They just happen to be kind of about myself this week, but in future weeks it could be almost anything, news stories, you know, stuff like that. But in this case, they're just like comments, and I want you to find the true comment in a little segment that we used to call Trap or Treasure. So I'm going to bring it back this week. If people like it, I'll keep doing it. But I'm gonna say four statements. You guys pick out the statement that is the truth.
Is one of them that you like to eat poop? Because that's my vote.
No, that's not in here. But that's a good one, man, for you when you do it. That definitely would be at the top of the list. All right, number one. My diseases and ailments have been cured by pot. That's the first statement. Number two, I once was involved in politics in an official capacity. Number three, I was once accused of being a devil worshiper based on my love of RPGs. And number four, someone once offered me a huge sum of money for my RPG and comic book collection. I'll start with Stealth. Which one do you think is the truth?
I'm not really sure.
You want to think about it for a second?
And thanks for playing.
Yeah, thanks for playing. You're out. You're out. What about you, Mug? Which one do you think is the truth?
I'm going to say you probably got called a devil worshiper.
Okay. What about you, Eric?
I don't really interact with people, so I'm glad that I don't interact with people.
All right. So which one do you think is the truth, man?
That you were called a devil worshiper.
All right. That's two for devil worshiping. Let's see. Who am I? VA, what do you think?
I was getting another beer.
Could I vote for the hidden option, though? Dragon Quest VIII lover.
Get out of here. All right, Panda, which of those statements do you think is true? Diseases cured by pot? I was involved in politics in an official capacity? Devil worshipping because of my love of RPG? Or someone once offered me a huge sum of money for my RPG and comic book collection?
One, I'd want to know what the huge sum was if that's true, because if you didn't give it, then why?
Yeah, it's not like you play them anyway, Frank.
Fuck off, you son of a bitch.
Granted, I feel like people would accuse you of stuff. Like, that's kind of what we do. We accuse you of eating poop and being a Dragon Quest VIII lover. So, I mean, yeah, someone totally told you you worship the devil.
Okay.
Because of your love for RPGs.
All right.
I think you were in politics. I think you told me that one time, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I'm making that up. That's
all
my
right.
vote.
So we got a politic vote. Stealth, any thoughts?
Maybe politics.
All right, two for politics. Let's see, who am I missing? Mug, what do you think? Oh, you already said, didn't you?
I said.
He can't vote twice.
I think that's everybody. So let's go through the list here.
Roxy says number three.
Roxy says three. Okay.
Frank's an asshole.
You son of a bitch. Breakman, what do you think?
Since nobody has said it yet, I'm going to say that pot cured diseases.
Okay, there's that. I think that's everybody. Number one, my diseases have been cured by pot is false. I don't have.
Damn it!
I don't my have vote any diseases. Count.
Oh, I really thought you had glaucoma on you.
This is an election all over again.
Fucking ass, Eric.
Pot doesn't cure diseases anyway. So.
I don't have any diseases, and they would not be cured by pot, but they would make me feel a lot better.
Well, nobody else said it. I felt lonely. Somebody needed
some of the animes you watch would be really interesting on weed.
I once was involved in politics in an official capacity. That is untrue, although I am thinking of running for city council. So there's a kernel of truth in that. Number three, I once was accused of being a devil worshiper based on my love of RPGs is correct. My parents thought I was a Satanist because I used to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, one of those people.
Satanists are rather benign anyway, so.
Yeah.
Confess. And then,
yeah.
Shame.
And then, yeah,
exactly.
Shame.
Shame.
Frank shame.
Has no shame.
Ding, ding, ding.
You obviously don't
shame.
Notice him. He has no shame at all.
Number four, someone once offered me a huge sum of money for my RPG and comic collection.
So,
no.
See, Frank isn't a devil worshiper. He just worships his copy of Dragon Quest VIII.
Yeah, exactly. For everybody
yeah,
in chat.
He can't worship himself. That'd be awkward, wouldn't it?
I worship
myself. Well, he is a narcissistic little fuck, isn't he?
Son of a bitch. I hate you all. Except for Panda. Someone once offered me a huge sum of money for RPG. Yeah, I do have a huge selection of RPGs. Nobody's offered me any money for them.
That's the only huge thing about
them. Get out of here, you son of a bitch.
Ouch.
Yeah, open your mouth and you know how big I'll be. My comic book collection.
It's not a fucking crazy straw, okay?
Like, get out of here, you son of a bitch. If that's what you want to call that. Comic book collection. I used to have a really big comic collection worth thousands of dollars, but someone stole about, I don't know, three quarters of it. So, yeah, it really sucks. So,
I remember when you told us about your comic collection getting swiped.
Yep. Dungeon Buster says, Frank is lawful evil confirmed. Yes, that's absolutely true. I'm a lawful evil.
And you're thinking about, you know, a job in politics, so... Your evil potion goes up like a half step for that.
Well, you know how that came about? That's kind of I'll do a real quick rundown of why I want to run for city council. Like, the two city council people here voted no for a new pot dispensary in our district. And they weren't basing it on facts. They were basing it on their emotions. Everybody else voted for it. So that kind of ticked me off. And it showed me what kind of... city council members we have here in the fine city of
people North that York. Aren't worth their positions they have.
Right. So that's
unfortunately that's what it's like all across this country.
Yeah. And it takes people voting those people out to do.
Well, that's the thing is like people like us, like we can vote no, but there's always going to be like so many other people that are like, yes, yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right. So let's move on. This is a new segment that I call To Thief or Not To Thief, guys. And the premise of this is you're a game addict and you have to steal a game to calm your addiction. Do you steal the game that I mentioned or do you look for something else? And this week, the game is Dragon Age, the first Dragon Age. So myself, I would steal it because I think Dragon Age 1 is a pretty good game overall. So let's thief
what,
or not
to
thief.
What are our other choices?
Nope, that's it. That's your choice.
That
Dragon Age
or something else.
No, that or you just move on. So you thief or not to thief? I'm going to start with you, Panda.
I have a interesting habit of wanting things all the time and not wanting to pay for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would steal it. Yeah. I would. I have successfully in the past stolen things. I admit this now because I'm an adult and I understand my behavior. But I always had the money. So if I got caught, I'd be like, oh, I meant to pay for that. Oopsies. So yeah. And I mean,
how'd
I
that end up in my purse?
In all honesty, that has happened. I'm like, oh, I totally put this in here because my hands were full. And I totally forgot to put this up with the other things. I'm so sorry. I've done that. I'm a big fan of Dragon Age. I played the fuck out of all of them. I romanced everyone. Solas, you broke my heart. I hate you. But I also love you. Anyway, so I would steal it.
So, okay, here's an important question then. Morrigan or Leliana?
Oh my god, why not just have a devil's threesome? Why does it have to be an or?
A devil threesome. That's new.
But the thing is that you probably couldn't get Morrigan and Leliana in the same room.
Know. It's very true. It's very true.
What about you?
They're like polar opposites. And I haven't even beaten the games and I know this because I played enough of it.
Eric, thief or not to thief? Dragon Age.
I've never had an impulse to steal, so.
It's not based on that. Just think of it. Like, you don't have any money. You have the ability to steal a game. Do you steal the game based on its content? Dragon Age.
Yeah, like you're sitting outside of Frank's house. With
Same
time.
Answer.
Like, well,
I still wouldn't do it.
But you're outside of Frank's house, and all you have is a sign and a Xbox to play the game on. Like, what do you do, man?
Yeah, thief or not?
We'll play for food. Or
I'm getting some peer pressure here. Like he said, no, guys.
Yeah, no, he said. Eric says no. What about you, Mug?
I've already got Dragon Age, so I would move on to something else.
Oh, my God. You are not getting the premise of this, guys. You don't have any fucking games. You know what the games are. Dragon Age. Do you steal it or not steal it based on how awesome or not awesome the content is? So Dragon
Age. Steal or no steal?
Yeah.
I know. Assuming I never played it before.
The opposite of
dealing. Sure, I'd steal it. This game is lame.
It's not lame. I like the first Dragon Age. I would steal it.
I'm not talking about Dragon Age. I'm talking about the Thief or No
Thief. Is it the edition that has all the DLC for it? Because that would even make it
the
a
The Ultimate
deal.
Edition.
I guess. Let's do that. The Dragon Age with all the DLC.
Oh my god. I would have stole it.
I'm surprised they haven't done a Dragon Age Definitive Edition yet.
They're gonna.
For PS4 and Xbox One.
Beverly says, first Dragon Age? Claim abandonware status. There you go. What about you, Stealth?
This isn't a real thing.
I wouldn't steal it. I'm not a thief.
Oh my god, you guys. You guys are like the righteous fucking, what do they call it? Paladins.
Frank's hatred for the cops is becoming ever more clear.
I pirated stuff online. So I'm not really righteous.
Someone who's stealth wouldn't steal anything physical.
It's just not something I'd do.
Stealth isn't into using his stealth to steal. He's using it to peep.
By the way, guys, it's totally stealing if you get caught. Mm-hmm. If you succeed,
that is not at all true. Yeah. That is not at all true. All
right. Who did I miss? Let's see. I got VA. Did I get you? Steal or not?
No, I would steal it. Actually, I already did steal it. I paid like $3 at a GameStop for it. So that's a steal to me.
There you go.
Dragon Age 2 is not worth anything. You could probably find it for less than $5 now.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even worth
$5. I would pay
$5
for this copy of Dragon Age 2.
I said bucks.
What about you, Breakman?
Sounded like you said ducks to me.
Yeah, exactly.
And my voice must have cut out somehow.
Breakman.
I wouldn't steal it because A, I don't play any new games, and B, I'm way too lazy to steal anything.
Oh my god.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I think basically Frank is essentially fishing for you to say, yes, I would steal it. It sounds like he's like – Frank's now in cahoots with the cops because he's had this massively effective cover for so long.
That's an interesting thing.
Oh, my
God.
This is entrapment.
Frank, are you a cop? You have to tell me.
Oh my God. Are you a cop?
Actually, I don't think he does.
I'm a cop, guys.
That's a lie they portray in movies. I don't think he has to tell us.
I don't think you're a cop. You don't have a cop face.
That's not a real thing.
Roxy said that they prefer Mass Effect, and I actually broke Mary Young's heart once by saying Mass Effect 3 was kind of terrible.
That whole series is kind of...
It's a good shooter, but the fact that it's a shooter and not an RPG, that's what made me disappointed.
Yeah. So I guess the sorry, gist of this
like something on the third here.
The gist of this segment is I'm gonna bring up a game every week.
Mouse broke his heart with Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah,
saying Frank, it's not as good as people think it is.
Frank,
I don't like really... Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, well, you're stupid.
I still say it's my favorite, but I acknowledge that it has problems, yeah. Lots of them.
I'm going to do that every week with games from the past, games from current, like just different games in general, whether or not we would – because it's interesting to see people's take on
– I think next time you need to make sure the premise is understood.
Oh, God, definitely, man. That was yeah.
And here we have the Dragon Quest fan telling me I'm stupid for not liking Final Fantasy VI.
Oh, God.
It's so rich.
Right. You look at any fucking list, and Final Fantasy VI is the list of the greatest games of all time.
I think you're wrong for not liking it because it's my favorite game of all time. Like, just for that reason, you should like it.
And here's the thing, Frank. Millions of people buy Justin Bieber's music.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to hear
it. That's not
an argument. Just made me wretch in my mouth.
I've never played Neverwinter Nights, and I have Neverwinter Nights, too. I haven't played it. It's still in my case that I bought it.
Next week I might...
Just so we're perfectly clear on something, Dragon Age 2 is better than Dragon Quest 8, okay?
Oh, get the fuck out of here. No way. Hey, look, but I'll even bring up games like Donkey Kong or, you know, other type of games. Like, okay, like stuff like that. So, there you go. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, why didn't you just say Donkey Kong? I mean, that would have been...
Maybe next week I'll do Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I probably would steal the Nintendo Virtual Console game because $5 for an NES game is bullshit, yeah. Nintendo.
I already own Donkey Kong. Like, I don't want to pay for it again. Like, I definitely steal. Come on.
Give us Donkey Kong, you guys just fucked this segment.
Give us Donkey Kong, Frank.
I was all proud of myself. I'm like,
Donkey Kong
and not deliver.
Donkey Kong Quest.
Every week I'm going to bring up a different game.
Oh, that's a pun. I just realized.
Yeah. Every game I'm going to bring up something different, so you just be prepared. There'll be some surprise games in there. All right, Stinko of the Week. Let's start with let's just go down the row. Let's do the guest first. Let's start with Stealth. Do you have a Stinko this week?
I forgot the segment.
Something that pissed you off this week or was really bad or annoyed you or something like that.
Well, the weathermen annoy me because every time they said we were going to get 6 inches of rain in an hour, I ran outside, put down like a ton of sandbags, and then it never rained really hard.
Terrible astronomers, they need to be fired.
Man, it sounds like you got the same weathermen we do. They've been promising us rain for a month. Like they're every other day, like it's going to rain today. And
so are New York and Ohio's weathermen in the coots or something? Are they part of a union?
We are connecting states. I mean, I'm just saying. I think I'm on that conspiracy.
Meteorologists are right more often than they're wrong. You only notice when they're wrong, though.
All right. Let's see. BA.
It's true. That's a very true statement. How dare you judge us?
Bastard. BA, what Stinko did you have?
Hey, Brickman, were you sad when you heard that Dick Goddard was stepping down?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh. He's a Cleveland weatherman, but I thought he may have heard him because he's been on the network for so long.
I have no idea who that is.
I'm in Cincinnati. Like, we don't listen to anything from Cleveland.
Right. Nobody listens to anything.
Unless that has something to do with LeBron, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, not even then. Like, Cleveland, they are our enemies. I mean, we love you, Cleveland.
All right, BA, Stinko of the Week.
Back to League of Legends, finally finished my placements and got placed in Bronze 1. Feels bad.
What? Wait, what? Say
Dick
that
Goddard,
again?
He was so old. I can't believe he was, you know. Yeah.
League of Legends, finally finished ranked, got placed in Bronze 1. It's kind of low. I was expecting better of myself.
I gotcha. All right, let's see. I got Stealth. What about you, Panda? Stinko this week.
All right, so I kind of have to go a little further than this week because this week's been pretty good. But Saturday, I went for my engagement shoot, and it was like 96 degrees here.
And I got shot.
And no, during the shoot in the immense heat, I nearly passed out 4 times, and I probably did not get great shots
I
paid really good money for.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I won't know until next week. So if I'm on the show next week, I might have a better stinko for you.
There you go.
That's, with my face.
Decent enough. Let's see. Mug, your stinko.
Well, there's some stuff I'm not even going to go into on the show, but I mentioned that to you earlier. But on the political side of things, I'm growing ever more irritated with the Bernie or Bust crowd, with their, well, blinkered insistence that, you know, somehow or another they're going to either vote Bernie in or turning their attention and promotion onto Jill Stein of the Green Party, who's an anti-science nutcase, who, you know, recently just, you know, yeah, made some
that's
comments.
An immediate deal breaker there.
Yeah, and yeah, especially for me. But you know, her thing talking
about
how
can you be Green Party and anti-science? That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's even in their freaking their party policy, their like party platform is they promote alternative medicine and homeopathy and all that kind of shit. And yeah, and traditional Chinese medicine, you know, the shit that gets a lot of animals killed.
The shit that VA is getting into now.
Mm-hmm. But not just that, you know, she's pushing the and like an anti-vax myth now, talking about the toxins in vaccines and mercury and everything. Never mind that the ethyl mercury you found in thimerosal, which is where the, you know, people got all pissy about, never mind that it didn't actually do anything, has not been used in vaccines since like 2001.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and she's kind of an idiot, and I'm really sick of hearing about her.
Yeah. What's that other Gary Johnson about? I don't know much about Gary Johnson.
He's a libertarian, and yeah, he's a which has its own problems.
Yeah. I tend to like a lot of libertarian ideals, but I would not call myself a libertarian. I differ too much in
social libertarianism. I don't really have a problem with, in the sense that, you know, by and large, the government should stay out of a person's private and, you know, private affairs. But in terms of like fiscal libertarianism, and it's like, well, that just basically means that all social programs go away and taxes get eliminated, and, you know, infrastructure dies, and yeah, it's just a bad time all around.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds good on paper, doesn't actually work.
Like all political, basically like all systems of, you know, political systems.
Yeah,
you know,
but like Republic works better than all those political systems.
A Democratic Republic, yeah.
Yeah. Breakman, your stinko of the week.
What did I write down? Oh, just kidding. One goes to the plumbing in this fucking house. It's a nightmare.
Hire Mario, man.
Yep, hire Mario. That's what I always say.
Well, you know what? He's a carpenter too.
He's too busy rescuing Peach again.
Fuck Peach. I got a house that needs help.
She's in another castle anyways.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, like this isn't even a castle. Mario, like that bitch can do her own
thing. All you have to do is send a letter saying that you have cake and pretend you're Peach.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I called you a bitch, Peach. That's really misogynistic of me, and I apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet you hated Ghostbusters too.
She does keep getting her ass
I haven't seen
though.
It yet because I'm broke because of fucking plumbing. Thanks. And
you misogynist.
And because of the other stinko, which goes to the dentist visit, which thank God is the last one until I need them cleaned again.
But, yeah.
Good. I had one too, and well, I need to shape up on my brushing because I've been slacking because my life's been kind of a mess the last couple months because I told you about that run-in with the electric bill getting fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, like I take better
care. And then
care
I had to pay my parents back to bail me out. So I still have to pay them a little bit more, but I don't have money on hand at the moment.
Yeah. All right.
Well, like I said, I think your youth affects you a lot more as far as like cavities and anything else because I take better care of my teeth now than I did as a kid, you know.
Although
I take better care of my teeth now than I probably ever did.
Thanks to my new insurance, I didn't have to pay anything for my visit.
Well, that's good. All right, so we got work?
Wow. I had to pay a lot. So can I say,
I don't think I've ever heard of any kind of insurance that actually 100% covers dental care.
Yeah. Let me see. Mine cost
me. It was
me
basic cleaning. If it was like more than that, I would probably have to start paying.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Okay. See, mine cost over $400, which is why it's my stinko and why I couldn't go see Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, Eric, what's your stinko, man?
My stinko is, well, I didn't really have one up until yesterday night, where I had a stomach bug, and it pretty much bothered me all until I left work today.
Ugh, that sucks, man. Yeah. All right. Well, what about your Sweeto? Let's move on to Sweetos. Eric, let's start with you.
The fact it's over. Yeah. The week. And the stomach bug.
Yeah. All right. Moria, your Sweeto.
Well, I was, by and large, I was pretty impressed with how the Democratic National Convention went, barring the aforementioned irritating Bernie or Buster's booing their little overlord when he called for party unity and called for, you know, Hillary's nomination by acclamation. I was like, that's really low of you.
I really loved, like, the booing of Wasserman Schultz, where she was almost in tears. I kind of like that.
Right.
They didn't steal the election. There's no evidence for it.
If they were working, apparently, I didn't say they stole the election. I said they were working against them. That's what I said.
Losers.
There was no conspiracy. There's no evidence for it. I voted for Bernie, but he lost. And,
don't tell me there's no conspiracy. There is always a conspiracy.
No, there's not a conspiracy.
Also, God damn it! There always is.
Also, it's probably more likely that Hillary didn't do anything illegal, but she did do things that she probably shouldn't have.
Well, that's...
But that and Obama's speech in particular, I thought was particularly good.
You know what?
He really kind of tore Trump to shreds, which I had much fun with.
Whether you agree with his politics or what he says or anything, he's the best speaker of our time.
He really is.
He is. Well, in terms President of the American Obama political arena, anyway.
President Obama is the best orator. I think
he's a cabinet member.
Yeah.
He's Hillary's platform.
I still think it would be freaking hilarious if he were appointed to the Supreme Court.
Oh, Obama on the Supreme Court?
There's been a lot of talk about that. But
I think the greatest orator of our time, though, is probably Christopher Hitchens. But on the American politics stage, I would agree with you.
Obama, I love me some Hitchens.
Is very
man.
Much up there.
Hitchens is one of the best.
He gives the best speeches I've ever
heard. The only thing I don't like about Hitchens is his misogyny and his interventionist stance.
Yeah.
And now, if he deliver on the speeches, that'd be another thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's an argument as far as it, especially in the political field. I don't think there's an argument. He's the best speaker there's ever been. Yeah.
Breakman, your Sweeto, man.
I guess my Sweeto goes to the plumber that we got.
But Dungeon Buster hasn't played Persona 4.
I know. Geez.
Good work there. And today was the start of football. Training
sort of.
Camp.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
That is weird. Persona 4 hasn't been ported to PS4.
Yeah. So I can stop the ball in there.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Sweeto. Panda, you're Sweeto this week.
I currently have a Japanese style cheesecake cooling in my fridge, and it actually looks edible. It's actually sweet, and sweet that I did it.
Is it melon cheesecake? No, I just had to say it.
It's the bouncy one, so it's like cotton, so it's fluffy and puffy and looks like a pillow.
So it's kind of like a pudding flan?
Sort of.
So if you overeat on it, you can fall asleep and use that as a pillow?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea. I've never thought of that.
I could snack on my pillow and, you know, not... sleepwalk to the fridge every couple of days.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Like it'd be like Thanksgiving, only you don't have to go to the couch. You could just pass out right there,
right in bed. Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah. That's a great idea.
All right, what about? Let's see, who? Stealth, your Sweeto this week.
Just the fact that it's the weekend.
Yeah,
and I get to play some games finally. I haven't really played too much lately.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
You should just be like me and play the same games.
Yeah, exactly. VA.
I can't live that life.
VA, you're Sweeto.
I'm going to be sappy and say that my Sweeto is being back on the show and everyone getting together again.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know. Look at that. Some RP Grinder so love.
Too bad we didn't have video for the show. Then we could do an 80s style freeze frame. God. cut out for the credits.
Yeah, set up the screen so that it's like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's Hollywood Squares. Podcast because my face is not for video.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. You have, so what you're saying is you have a face for radio.
I
I have a face for radio.
Oh, knock it off, Panda. That's not true. I've seen Panda.
I used to be called the Black Loserly.
Get out of here.
No, for real. Boy. When we first came on board to All Games, when we finally released photos, like apparently in the shot that I showed, I looked like a Black Loserly. And everyone's like, oh my God, she's multiplying in different. Yeah.
How
what
comes
is a Black Loserly?
All right. Well, you don't know who Loserly is.
How could she not be? Wasn't it the other way around?
Loserly was there first. So.
Loserly.
She was there first.
I thought Panda was there first.
So then I show up, and they're like, "What? Like conspiracy? They should do a show together," which then we never did, because by the time I went to All Games, to get people live to stop. Yeah.
I got to be a part of the All Games Network for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
And Frank properly left. Yay.
I did leave.
I miss them every once in a while, but yep.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I do not.
But I mean, we're over at the VOG Network now. So.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the show. But let's see, who did I miss on our Sweetos? VA, did I get you on
Sweetos? You got me.
I guess Stealth Seth on here.
I was the one with the big group. Aw.
Yeah, Panda, I think I got you.
Yep.
Cheesecake.
Moria.
Cheesecake Pillow.
Yep. Break, I got me. Me. This is episode 400.
Oh, that's right. I am here.
Yeah, exactly. Episode 400, obviously. About 8 years of doing this.
Aww.
Yeah, I actually started this show.
You should have let it in with like a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I hear Freeman's running All Games now.
Oh my God! Don't tell me anything about that jackass. I don't even want to hear one fucking thing about that.
That's all I'm
really saying. Frank?
Eric, you just ruined episode 400. Are you happy,
dude? That guy. Oh man.
Now we're gonna turn this podcast around.
Yeah. This is done. This show's over with. I'm going home.
Look, I'll talk a little bit about this stuff here. So I think this sounds like an appropriate point to talk about the history of RP Grinders, and it does include All Games for a while. But
it's false history of RP Grinders.
Now, I actually have to give Black Wolf a little credit because I actually started the show because of Black Wolf more than anybody. Like I started with Lumen. Two-man show. A year after, Eric kind of came on the show, and he took over for Lumen, and then we've had a series of
hosts. Killed Lumen. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. we've had a series of co-hosts. We've had Shepley. We've had we've even had Jim Sally sponsoring the show for a short time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
VA, Panda, who – I know I'm missing somebody. I'm probably missing somebody.
Happened to Kaijudo?
Kaijudo is another one.
Kaijudo is just weird on OR now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still around.
He'll call in and I'll say stupid things.
But, we got picked up by All Games. I was really gracious to join All Games.
It's like a cereal.
No, All Games Network. That's kind of where we gained followers like Gripper and Dungeon Buster and a few others, Wyland. But I felt like there were some definite wrong things over there. Derek H. was the head of that mm-hmm. network at the time. I haven't listened to All Games since we left. I heard tell that he's no longer going to be doing DPL, which is weird because... that's one thing that Derek H. and I have in common. We're very passionate about our shows. We just go about it completely differently. But so we left. I started my own network, Wicked Radio Network. I stepped down from leading the network just because it got to be too much. But, the one constant has been RP Grinders. Like from day one, I've done other shows, other successful shows. RP Grinders, I always go back to, and I like it. There was just all kinds of BS over at All Games, especially when the aforementioned piece of shit that somebody mentioned earlier went over there. I have a long history with that asshole that I'm not going to get into here. But it put a lot of things in perspective, and I had to leave. And this show is it. This is... this is the one show that I can absolutely count on. And I've had very fortunate luck to have great hosts over the years, like Panda, like VA, like Stealth, like Moria. Mug. Like Mug.
Static.
Yeah, like a bunch of Static, that too. But, you know, I've had a bunch of great people that have kept this going, the best of which, in my opinion, has been Eric, because Eric is always, not because of content that he provides or, you know, stuff like that, but he's like the one constant of the show. I can always, always count on Eric. Eric is one of the hardest working people on this show that I've ever known. Not to take anything away from Stealth and VA and Panda and Shepley and Lumen and a bunch of other people that you know, were on the show. But you know, it's just been a fun time dealing with Eric and having Eric help me a great deal when I couldn't really give my all to this show. So
it's been the host for a while.
Yeah, it's been a long, fun ride. So I'm happy we're at this point, episode 400. There are very few podcasters in the world that can say that they've gotten 400 episodes under their belt, and RP Grinders is one of them. It's a one of a kind show. It's I don't know. It's just something always brings me back to renew my love for this show. So, you know, it's a special show. You know, and for people that listen, I know we don't have a huge base, but you know, it's something different. Not everybody's offering what we offer on this show. So, all right, let's move on, guys. There's no lulls this week. Any reviews?
I do want to say thanks for the opportunity that you've given me, Frank, for being on the show and everything I've done since then. I never thought I'd actually get to the point in my life where I could do review games, and I'm actually at the point in my life where I'm actually considering doing a Patreon and hopefully getting paid for it.
Yeah, see, and you deserve it, Eric. You're a really good writer. Like Eric's writing is pretty fantastic. Like he does really solid reviews for, you know, Boston Bastard Brigade, you know, Totally GN. I know I'm missing a bunch, Eric, but you know, it's a lot
Game
of fun.
Tactics and Game Tactics and Gamers and Vogue Network.
Yeah, yeah, and if people think that, you know, I'm kind of cantankerous and, you know, like mean at times, like that's
kind
of, yeah, that's just the way
that Frank's just like 1,000 years old. That's, you get cranky when you're 1,000.
The funny thing is like when I'm on air, I'm slightly different than in real life. Like this is, it's not my entire life, but it's a big piece of, my personality that I bring to you guys each and every week. Like it just, I don't know. I love this show. I love the people on it. I love everybody that's been on it. I've had my issues with people in the past, but you know, that nothing to do with anybody on the show right now. But
here's my RP Granger's New Year resolution: get more interviews.
Yeah, we do need to get more interviews. But it's tough. Like you have to do really tough, hard work, and Eric has been one to really carry the load as far as that goes. But we need to move on, guys. Reviews. Eric, I don't think you have one.
Lights Out. I forgot to put it in there.
I got you. Go ahead, Eric. Lights Out. Real quick.
Lights review. Out. I don't know how true this is, but apparently Joachim Sandberg, who's making the Iconoclast game that looks really amazing, and he's like the only person that like worked on it, I think. Other than maybe the music, which I think he had someone else help him with. But it could just – well, that's what he said online. But I don't know if he's the type of person to make a joke, because who knows how many Sandbergs are out there. But I think he's actually from Sweden. But anyways, his brother apparently is the director, or he did something on them, because his name showed up in the credits, David Sandberg. But it's a horror movie that's based on a short film, like 3-minute film that was on YouTube. It's like some creepy creature that exists completely in darkness and can manipulate light sources that aren't candles to turn them off so that she can have more darkness. and they'll sneak up on you and kill you. But so the story of this movie is I actually missed like the first at least 2 minutes in the movie or whatever, because when I walked in, it was already starting to play. I thought there'd be more previews, but I guess I got my timing off somehow. But apparently, the way they had it set up, where like apparently the situation with this family with that had apparently this girl, she left her mom because her mom was kind of crazy, and her mom was kind of crazy on account of the fact that she apparently had this friend that got inside her head. And
was my mom?
No.
She got inside her head. Well, that would make sense.
But anyways, this friend convinced her that she needed to be codependent or something. But apparently she was involved in some accident because she was crazy and she started killing people or hurting people. But they did some experiment to treat some skin condition she had, and apparently it went bad and she died. But the part of her that got inside the head of her mom existed beyond death. So I guess it was like a manifestation of like that memory or something. So anyways, this family ends up being attacked by it. And so it was actually a very short movie. It was like an hour and like 23 minutes or so. And which is actually a pretty short length for a horror movie, but at least it doesn't overstay its welcome, so I guess I'm glad for that.
Yeah. So what are you going to give Lights
Out?
It's
hard to talk about the plot without spoiling a whole lot.
I know. We'll just leave it at
especially
that.
Since it's so short. But I enjoyed it. It was fun horror movie. And it's PG-13, so it's not super gory. There's like some gore in the very beginning of the movie, and that's pretty much it.
Mostly just a shadow creature grabbing people's arms.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's kind of like a... kind of remind me of The Conjuring, but without the ghost aspect. But, okay. So I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. That's a solid score, man. Everybody check out Lights Out. Yeah, you should do a write-up review of that movie, man. Spoiler-free, obviously. Don't spoil it, man. Mug, you have a review for The Killing Joke, it looks like. Can you do it spoiler-free,
please? Yes, I can do it spoiler-free. I mean, if you've seen or if you've read the comic, then, you know, there's not much new there that's other than they... like, one of the things they did, and it's not really a spoiler because they've been promoting the hell out of it, that the original comic is very short. And the breadth of the comic takes only about half the runtime. It's about an hour and 20 minutes, I think it is. And they added in this new story like centered around Batgirl, and which was a great idea. It's just not done very well. And there's some very questionable character decisions that happen between Batgirl and Batman, and it kind of undermines her character, I think, a lot. And
so it does exactly the opposite of what they were trying to accomplish, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
It's – I mean, the best thing I can – the best thing about it is the fact that it has, you know, Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy back as the Batman and the Joker. But the strange thing is if you've ever read the comic, you know there's a scene where – Gordon's being, you know, he's looking at all these pictures that's, you know, stuff that's, you know, meant to provoke a reaction. And the movie seems really, really, really eager to get past that very, very quickly. And the whole premise is that, like, in the book, it feels like this whole thing that the Joker's plan is taking hours and hours and hours. And all the stuff is going on and he has to, you know, like the guy has to endure all this. And the way that it plays out in the movie, it feels like, it takes place over the course of about 15 minutes and it just doesn't really have any weight to it. Mm. And I was like, and one of the weird things is like after this, you know, after the big major event, that's like the big controversial event of The Killing Joke, you would expect Batman to have some reaction to it, but he's that same kind of monotone thing that he is when he's just like pure business. And it's just it rings very false. And there's also the flashback scenes where you see what's posited to be like one of the possible origins of the Joker, and when he gets some really horrible news. Bug on me. He gets some really horrible news. He should have this really dramatic reaction, and he's just kind of, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm doing this now. And it's like, no, you just lost like the most important thing in your life. You know, you should be like beside yourself. But he's just, he doesn't even come off like he's acting his lines and everything. And the lines are taken pretty much straight out of the book, but it just doesn't feel like he's emoting at all. And yeah. it rings kind of false. And I was like, so overall, I was kind of like, eh, if you really like the book, you should probably stick with the book. But I mean, it's interesting as a curiosity, but I wouldn't spend the money on it.
I was very close to buying it because you can't rent it. You can only buy it on demand. So
yeah, I wouldn't, especially not for the money they're asking. Was it $20.99?
Yeah, $20. For the movie or for the audiobook of the graphic novel?
The movie.
Yeah, I don't ever want to spend $20 for a movie again.
Hopefully it'll show up on Netflix and I just watch it there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if you really want it, you know, and I mean, if you're a collector of DC animation, you know, that's great. But I would still wait, because I do think that they've kind of squandered an opportunity to do something really special. And so I would say a very tepid 6.
Wow. That sucks. I was really looking forward to seeing
that.
So
was I. I was like, I was much more stoked for it than I was.
Have a relationship with Batman at
Yeah, let's not discuss that.
I don't want to go into the details of it, but
you'll hurt Frank's feelings.
I'm not talking about specifically for this movie, but like in other stories.
I don't think so. My impression was that there was always supposed to be more of a.
Because isn't Batgirl supposed to be Gordon?
Yeah. Wyland in chat says they were trying to mirror TKJ with Batgirl's story. Didn't quite accomplish it.
Why would you try to marry two different stories together?
Overall, I enjoyed it.
Wait, what's the acronym stand for?
Killing Joke.
Killing Joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. They needed more content. Like Mug said, it was. I remember the comic being awesome, like one of the best ever stories. Like that story was really good. Yeah. So 6 out of 10.
The world was supposed to end today. I didn't know that.
Well, it was supposed to end like according to Ghostbusters on what like the. June or July 6th, February 14th of this year, according to Ghostbusters.
There's always some theory about the end of the world. Every day is going to end.
Yeah. We've actually covered.
There's some called out there who's disappointed today. Like, God damn it, I thought it was going to end yesterday.
Greg thought it was going to end because of the episode 400.
I really wish I hadn't shaved my head and cut my balls off.
excuse me? Anyways. I have a real quick.
They're in the mail to me. Yeah. You just didn't want to say anything.
I have a real quick review of a movie called The Shallows. I can honestly tell you guys, this movie is worth seeing at the theater. If you haven't seen it, it's at bargain theaters now. Go see it, man. It's as good as Jaws was back in the day. Like
the closest bargain theater to me is in Niles, and that's too far now because I live in Geneva, and not. Jefferson.
Shallows is a good movie. It's basically a woman gets stranded on some rocks near the shore of an ocean, and there's a big ass great white trying to kill her. And it's really good, man. I dug it. Very tense. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. I haven't seen a shark movie that
sounds almost kind of like a waterier version of The Revenant.
Yeah, it's. If you take The Revenant and you kind of like just base
make
a movie. Yeah, make it wet and base the whole movie
and
on
take
that.
Take away all the cold and
put the bear in the water.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
sharks
that's
basically
it is.
Bears.
Yeah, so it's
sharks are bears of the ocean.
They are. They're worse because they actively look to kill things. Like they're.
I disagree.
Should I watch The Revenant? By the way, I haven't seen it yet. It's still. I think it's still on Redbox. So maybe I should.
Sharks are unfairly demonized.
Bears kill more people than sharks do.
Yeah, I think they do.
They also kill more cars.
Yeah.
The sad thing is people demonize sharks so severely.
but they're, you know, they're an apex predator, and you know the oceans kind of need them a lot.
Oh yeah,
the only ones they, for the most part, the only ones they ever attack in the water are like are surfers and stuff that are using like the boards and stuff. It's kind of looks to them like a food.
Like a seal. Yeah. Well,
there was a there was a shark attack off the coast of South Carolina not too long ago.
Yeah, almost, I remember. Right,
which is you know, it's bull shark mating season, and bull sharks are known for being some of the most aggressive.
Yeah,
and so I was like,
so let's piss them off. Let's go ahead and make them mad. Thing is,
bull sharks, they hang around in the shallows, and that's that's one of the things that kind of got me about the the movie The Shallows. Great whites are not shallows sharks. Bull sharks, yes. But
that's what makes that's what made this movie so great. Like you said, great whites are not shallow sharks, but that's why they call it The Shallows. It was kind
of Jaws. This was a movie.
Yeah, it's good. I like this movie as
the
much.
The shark really, really, really wanted to eat her.
Yeah, I saw the
shark. He must have been mad hungry. I mean, maybe he had some of Frank's marijuana, didn't he?
Well, he already ate.
He was really hungry.
He already ate her two friends, and then like you'd think he'd be full. But
I don't think they were friends. I think they were just surfers who.
By the way, like Eric said, he was high.
I'm sorry, Panda. What were you saying?
Well, since we're talking about The Shallows, and we're talking about Blake Lively or whatever her name is. Yeah. I saw a movie recently that I kind of want to talk about and kind of put a review on.
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
If I could just interject one thing before you start.
I'm going to let you finish. But
No. This was still about The Shallows. I thought it lacked depth.
Frank, if you're ever going to kick him ever, this would be the appropriate time.
That was really good. That was actually really good.
Yeah. That was good.
Pause for that. But I saw Ghostbusters.
Yay! Ghostbusters.
And I know everyone has their panties in a bunch about women in these iconic roles when they're not really those roles.
Don't talk about my panties.
Why do they got to be panties?
Because the whole feminist movement and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I'm a lady. I support feminist movement. You know, I have to state that. But I'm not like a hardcore, let me bomb myself for feminism. Not like that. But I mean, I was a big fan of the 1984 Ghostbusters movie with Bill Murray and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Egon was my favorite. Rest in peace. But I feel for me, this movie was not horrible.
Yeah.
I think what pulled me out of it was that, you know, the 1984 version had practical effects, so it felt real. And now we put so much CG in our movies that, you know, all these things that they had to agonize about how to make them feel real in the space, they can now just put CG on it and the hard work, the hard stuff's done. And it kind of pulled me out of these ghosts because, you know, it's CG. Oh, we can make things walk through walls. We don't have to make it feel real in the space. And it kind of felt too cartoony, a lot of the ghosts.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It felt like the cartoon.
Yeah. And I mean,
and the cartoon is not good, folks. I mean, go back and watch it. It's just like any other show from the 90s or 80s. It's like
love the cartoon.
But I mean, the ghost just just didn't feel.
I just said it was not an amazing work of art.
Hey guys, let Panda finish her review.
I feel like the plot was really, really loose, and without the practical effects to make it feel real, like you felt yourself pulling out of the movie. And granted, they had a lot of great homages in the film that, you know, if you watch them, like, it brought you back to the 1984. So, like, it kept pulling me in and then pushing me out. And, I mean, I saw it in 3D, and they did some really interesting stuff with the 3D stuff. So, like, I'm going to, you know, tip my hat to that. And, I mean, these ladies, I think, did a really great job with a script that they were given. I mean, I'm all about seeing Thor on screen whenever he's going to be on screen, but boy, did they make him dumb.
He was the best.
He had some of the best lines, and I feel bad because it's like, oh, a feminist movie, like women in charge. And
Even though it's not really supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be, but where does everyone go? Oh, man, Chris Hemsworth.
I will say so the shooting the villain in the dick was kind of dumb. It's like,
I agree.
I laughed at that because it's like, no. With everything else in this movie, you're just going to make people go paranoid and go, oh my God, it's a, damn it, what's the opposite of misogyny? Misandry, that's right.
So there's a lot of big holes in the film, but you know, you got to give them props where it's due. And if you stayed throughout the whole movie, there's a stinger at the end where they're hoping to do a sequel. I would love to see them do a sequel that incorporated Zool, if they did it properly. But I mean, I'm going to give the movie like a 6 out of 10. Like, I mean, I probably would not go and see it again in theaters, but I would totally watch it on HBO Go for free.
Yeah.
The movie did well enough that they're
probably... So what would you give Ghostbusters 2016, Panda, out of 10?
So it's like a 6. I would still go back to the classic 1984, and that's like a forever 9 in my book.
Yeah.
Dungeon Buster say Janine wasn't a dummy in the first movie, so why was Helmer's... Well, to be, right. be fair to the movie... everybody else in that movie was dumb. He was just comparatively a lot dumber than they were.
He was just eye candy for all of them to look at, which, don't get me wrong, he totally did what his character was meant to do. But I'm just
I didn't know Hemsworth was in Vacation remake.
So, but anyway, yeah, I'd say 2016, it's a 6. It's not horrible. It's not the worst thing you'll watch ever. I mean, The Room... That was the Oscar movie, which was really good.
Yeah,
I would say give it a chance. The worst thing you do,
I agree.
You get a hot dog afterwards, and you're fine.
Yeah, I think I gave it a 7 out of 10.
My theaters suck. They don't even sell hot dogs.
Oh, that sucks.
Mine does.
Yeah. It still hasn't done.
They sell donuts too. Box
office. Yeah, they sell donuts
or chocolate shakes. Yeah. You need to have chocolate shakes.
Do they sell donuts at yours, Panda? Just out of curiosity.
Donuts and hot dogs, man.
No, I bring my own donuts.
Oh.
Wait, you have more than one?
You can bring your sit diet dinner and movie.
Dungeon Buster says Hemsworth went full retard. You never go
full
retard.
Yeah, he was very dumb. Yeah. Very dumb in this movie.
Yeah.
And right. Let's wear glasses, but take out the lens because...
Because of glare.
All right, guys.
Blair lens.
I think it's about time. I think it's about time to do our plugs. I think it was a total blast, guys. I'm not going to go into a free for all this week because I'll just go into a tangent about how shitty cops are. That was my stinko that I didn't get.
But you never talk about that, Frank.
Yeah, I never do. So, you know.
But wait. But this, if we're ending early, that means Grinder Dance Party. Woohoo!
You know what? I thought about it. I'm not going to do it this week. But I've been thinking about doing a one-off Grinder Dance Party in the near future. So that might be something to look forward to. I'm thinking about doing that. But let's do our plugs, and then I'll leave with the final word on episode 400. Let's start with all of our guests. Let's go with Panda first.
So first, I clearly need to plug Esh. We are coming up on our 500th episode.
Yeah,
in a couple of weeks. We're in the planning stages of making that awesome. So look forward to that. You can find that at electricsizzle.com. We're on Facebook at Land of Esh. I'm on Facebook like all the time, so you can come and find me personally. I have a Twitter at Lady Esh. I'm barely on it, but if someone talks to me at it, I would engage because I'm lonely.
So who's the one that manages the Esh account then?
Oh, sometimes it's me, and then sometimes it's Rochelle's husband. Mm. But if it's something really funny, it's me. If it's something really technical, it's him. So you can kind of tell. But that's what I would plug. And I mean, obviously just being awesome to other people. All plug right. that too. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick. That's a good motto for life. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick pick either.
All right. Let's see. Stealth, thank you for joining, my friend. Been a little while, man. What plugs do you have this week, Ben? Stealth, did we lose Stealth? Jesus.
I think we lost some while.
We've had him for
like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Bastard.
Well, thanks, Stealth, for
Poor
joining.
Poor Stealth. Like, I know. He's probably sitting there waiting, like, what about me?
Stealth is like, fuck this shit, man. I remember
maybe
why
he's here the whole
shit.
Time and just not talking like usual.
Yeah, like usual. Yeah. VA.
Fuck
your
Frank. Plugs. I'm going to go drink.
VA.
No plugs, really. Hopefully I can make this more than just a one-off thing. But other than that, just put Vincent Oren into pretty much any game, PSN, Xbox Live. If it's there, that's me. And
do I have you on my Xbox Live?
I don't know. Do you? I don't think you do.
I don't think I do either. Mine's break_man.
Okay, well that should
or no, I'm sorry, that's my Twitter. It's just Breakman. It's Break Space Man. From what I've heard, you don't even need the space if you want to add somebody.
Get your handles straight and then let me know.
Or how about you just give VA a shout on all those networks?
It's Breakman. That's it.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, this Mug. Time. Your this time plugs. Sure. Mug, your plugs.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying plug, and I was like, I don't know whose plug you were talking about.
Mug.
But no, you can find me on Twitter, same, and on PSN and Steam and Xbox Live and all the same thing as Moria Mug, MoriaMug.
All right. Breakman, your plugs.
You can follow me at _ or
_. You just can't get it straight, can you?
No.
No.
You can follow me at break_man and at RP Grinders. And thanks, everybody, for being a part of the show. I definitely want to thank the chatters, which I think Frank's going to read all their names later.
Yep, I think I will. Before I do go into that, I want to say a special thank you.
And thanks for all the guests. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome. Thanks to Panda. Thanks to Stealth. Thanks to VA. Thanks to the previous hosts that have co-hosted on this show before. I want to throw a special shout out to Breakman, especially, and Mug. I know I talked at length about Eric, but when Panda left, like there was anytime a host leaves the show, there's always a void. But I've found very, very capable, and I'm very lucky, as I said earlier, to have found some great, great people to pick up where we left off. I mean, we've never skipped a beat. Even when I was off the show for a while, RP Grinders has never missed a beat. So a special shout out to you guys. I do enjoy doing the show with you guys, except for Mug. Like, I can't stand Mug, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
You know, but you love me. And you would. Oh, for fuck's sake, stop it.
Yeah,
like, holy crap.
Damn.
Yeah, I want to thank all the other
greatest nemesis of the show, rollover ads.
Exactly. I think that's something we can all agree on. Rollover ads are an all-time stinko. But I want to thank previous co-hosts. I mentioned them before. Lumen64 was the original co-host with me. Then Eric came aboard. We had Shepley. We had Jim Sally. We had Kaijudo.
Shevley was before me.
Yeah. We had Kaijudo. We've had Panda. We've had VA. We've had Stealth. And I don't know if I'm missing anybody. But I also want to thank the chatters, people that came over from when we left All Games, Dungeon Buster, Gripper, all those people. Wyland has been a strong supporter. Gripper, I think I mentioned already. Dungeon Buster's always there. The chatters today, Beverly, Roxy, which you can catch the Roxy Report on YouTube, former co-host of Vault Reviews, which is a great show. I hope to have you on soon, Roxy. That'd be
former. I thought that they were the hosts.
Well, yeah, they don't do that show anymore, man. I wish they did because
co-host, so
it was a great show. And Roxy, you're invited anytime on the show as any, co-host, that I mentioned, Panda, you're always welcome back. Your voice is, always awesome to hear, VA, same thing. Yeah. VA, same thing. Not quite.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, I'd like to, hear more often from you guys. Same thing with Stealth. Stealth's like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
I came here and now I can leave.
Yeah. I think Breakman's been on for three plus years, maybe even four. I don't know. It's been a long time. And Breakman, you're kind of like an unsung hero on the show, man.
He's just sort of a tag along, you know.
No.
He's good to have.
But, no. Breakman's. I couldn't imagine.
He's the Slimer of the group.
I really.
No. Because that means it's going to be Breakman and RP Grinders at some point. It's going to turn to shit.
I honestly don't know how I would have done like the dynamics of the show.
You guys know I'm here, right?
Right.
No, yeah. The thing is, I was thinking like if he's Slimer, I was talking about like when the real Ghostbusters became Slimer and the real Ghostbusters, and then it turned to shit.
Yeah, that's true. That was 100% true.
You know, like
they changed the animation style. They made it more about Slimer. Like it, you're right.
Yeah,
that's 100% true. That shit went to total shit when that happened.
Yeah. Honestly, I want
to count how Turtles went to total shit when they went to advanced mutations.
You're having a feely moment right here, and you're fucking it up.
That's
what it my feels up. On, and like you keep overstepping, Frank.
Well, we're having a topical discussion,
Panda. Like that, it wouldn't be RP Grinders if everybody wasn't talking over everybody
that's
totally
true.
Destroying the theme. But no, I honestly want to.
Speaking of destroying the theme,
Grinders.
Oh my God, you son of a bitch! No, but the current incarnation of Grinders is it's pretty fucking solid. Like I just can't imagine doing
I
want to
know more about our incantation.
Oh my God, you son of a bitch.
Kalima.
it's a solid show. I never have money to like buy shit for everybody, like better equipment or anything like that, but you know, it's something that I plan on doing for hopefully longer than the 500 episodes Ash is coming up on. But 400 in its own right is a good
sorry.
No, we think we're show offs. Like Ash, 500? Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
I think we're four episodes away. I think we did 496.
You guys are on weekly, aren't you, Panda?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're moving into doing Let's Plays on Twitch, I think, is where we're heading first. So my face will be seen by four people.
Like, yeah, that's more than this show, two people, you know, so that's, you're doubling our output there. So
feeling very pumped about that.
But. Yeah. but I want to thank everybody that made this show possible over the years. My wife, Real Whippix on Twitter, make sure you follow her. You know, a lot of things wouldn't have been possible without my wife fully supporting what I do. The great co-host I've had over the years, Eric, Breakman, Mug, Panda, Stealth, I've mentioned them all. But, you know, I wish nothing but the best for everybody. VA.
Sorry.
Thanks everybody. You
sorry,
know,
I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
That's right. Everybody in chat.
Sorry.
You son of a bitch. everybody in chat, I'm going to go ahead and name everybody that was there today. Beverly, Dungeon Buster, Gripper, another great person that we got over from All Games, Panda, of course, who's on this very show right now. Roxy Report. Make sure you check out the Roxy Report on YouTube. VA, Wyland. Freak 5 couldn't be here this week, but he's a solid member. MXT was in there earlier. Thank everybody for the success of this show. You know, I wouldn't do it if we had zero listeners. I mean, we got what, five? So, you five people, make us do what we do. So, hope you like the new segment, even though we fucked it up this week. It'll be more refined next week, I promise. I hope you like, me bringing back Trapper Treasure. I don't know how long I'm going to do that.
He stole that name from Dragon Quest V.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, you know, All Games, I owe a bit of gratitude to All Games. They gave us our big break, so to speak, but, you know, I don't know what's going on there now or what, and from the looks of things, I'm guessing I don't want to know what's going on over there, but, you know, Scott Rubin was
guessing there's a for sale sign.
Yeah. Scott Rubin was a, big influence of mine. So thank you to Scott.
Going out of business clearance. Everything's 10% off right now.
Yeah. Everything's 10% off according to,
you're going to have to wait a month and they'll start selling the fixtures.
Yep. There you go. For 50% off and 70% off. I want to thank everybody in general that made this possible. There was somebody else that I was going to mention. Let's see. I mentioned All Games. Shit, I know I'm forgetting so much people, but 400 is a great a great milestone. I can't wait to get to 500. Maybe Panda will be gracious enough to let me be on her show. I've wanted to be on Esh for a long time, but I never get invited. So, you know.
We're really bad at telling people to come to our show. Like, really bad. That's my job, and I always forget to do it.
Are you going to be live on episode 500, Panda?
I think that is our direction, and I actually have to get people for our show. Ninja told me I have to get guests, and I'm like, I'll get them. Like, 298, I'll email. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm not there yet, so I still have time. So yeah. You might
100 episodes later, maybe you'll get to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would love to have you on the 500th episode. Well, we want to do a roundtable. Kind of, you know, nostalgic, what we loved about games, what made us think that this was the avenue we wanted to be in. Like, I don't, no spoilers, because nothing's been written, and I am hardly ever scripted, if you can't tell.
By jazz.
Right.
But, yeah, I would love to have you on the show.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody noticed, but at the beginning of the show, I had every single intro, including the new intro. I also got a new outro, so... before we sign off, I'll go ahead and play the new outro. So a little bit different, but I hope you all enjoyed this show. You know, thanks, everybody. Thanks for being on the show, everybody. Thanks, everybody in chat. And thanks to all the listeners that never get a chance to be in chat. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to do this show as long as I'm able to. So I'm hoping to get up to 500 too, Panda. That'll be a great
keep plugging months. Away.
Yeah,
I honestly didn't think 22-year-old me, because that's how long ago this was, that we did it. It was nearly 10 years for Esh. 22-year-old me didn't think I'd last a month, and here I am 10 years later. Like, what? I thought I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
I was 24 when I started, and like 2 months later, I was 25, so.
Yeah. Like 8 years, almost 8 years of RP Grinders, like this little show that could, you know, it's just a show about RPGs and a lot of skeptic bullshit. And I don't know, just a lot of awesomeness. I've had a lot of fun, and I can't wait to do the next 400 shows. Damn. Can you imagine reaching episode 800? Holy shit.
Oh my God.
That'd be crazy.
No,
but
no, I can't. I have a hard time personally for me thinking about what I'll be like if I ever decide to procreate after being married, like how am I going to have a kid and do this show?
Damn breeder. I'm sorry.
What? Well, I have two kids and I'm still going, Panda.
Right.
So,
I know, yeah. But like,
well, you're an evil bastard. We all know that. I'm sorry. What?
Gripper says, great 400 show, guys. Thank you so much, Gripper. We really appreciate your, listenership. And I, you know, I consider a lot of you guys my friends, everybody on this panel, everybody in chat. It's one big happy family. So I thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Anybody got anything else before we sign off? Anybody?
Hot dogs and donuts.
Dungeon Buster says RP Grinders level 400 hits you for 9,999 damage. Exactly. So.
And it also casts Doom. You're fucked.
You're dead. It's over. You listen to this show, you immediately die.
So do we? When we get to like 500, is it like 9,999 or 99,999?
Yeah, I bet. All right, everybody. Thanks you so much for listening to this little show of ours. Hope you had a ton of fun. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week and many more weeks. Enjoy the new outro. Until then, we're out.